I submitted the like idea to Canada Post for a stamp commemorating like Willow Grove.
Well, it was suggested a long time ago, and I say a long time ago, it's been suggested since the New Brunswick Black History Society started out in 2009, and then in 2013 it was a registered organization. And the one of the co-founders, which is David Peters, he had suggested that some time ago before we even started or got organized. And then we just followed up with that a couple of years gone by now, and then people got on board from Canada Post and made it happen. And we kept throwing some names at them. They had already had some names already picked for the Willow Grove area, and we just talked about it. And over the last year or so, we have come to an agreement on what they have suggested, and away we go. We have a stamp.
What can you tell me about the history of Willow Grove?
Well, the history of Willow Grove is a story that goes back to the War of 1812. It's what most people remember it by. Some of the historians will remember it from War of 1812 and 1815. It's the timelines, and some of the folks came here from the United States in 1815, really. It's what I veered into it and got the story from them there. So they had fought for the British against the Americans, and they had told the black folks, we feel that most of the folks that came here in 1815 were slaves, and they came from the United States, and they came under the agreement from the British that they would have a place to come to and be free from slavery and all the things that they were experienced there. And when they got here, it was not as good as they had been told. They were, the places wasn't ready for them. The grounds that were given to them were grounds that we, even today, you still can't toil them to do anything with them as far as growing anything or doing what you normally do when you come to a new area or a new settlement. So the black people at that time had to put up with a whole lot of not readiness, I guess is what you would say. They weren't ready for them to come to these parts. So the boat that came here called the Regulus, for example, brought 371 people. Out of that 371 people, 74 of them moved to the Willow Grove or Loch Lomond area. We zoomed in on the Willow Grove area because that's one of the areas that, I was brought up in Willow Grove. So I had an idea of that after I had, because folks then didn't talk about the burial ground down at the end of the Bass Road and St. Martin's Road. They didn't seem to talk about it. A lot of them knew about it, but never said boo, because I guess, how the people were treated and stuff sort of put a damper on, hey, look at us. We're some of the folks that came to these parts, and we did well. They didn't do treated like aliens most of the time. And we were blessed with the fact that by the time I came along and grew up in Willow Grove in those times, that we did have people. I found Willow Grove being a place that we all got along with one another.
What's the significance of the stamp?
Well, the significance of the stamp is the fact that, hey, somebody is finally depicting a black family to or with a stamp from Canada Post. Now, we look at our sister province of Nova Scotia, they have outstanding people who were recognized for what they did, and they were recognized. There's all kinds of folks with stamps so that the recognition could be passed around, and rightfully so. We were the people that helped build this part of the world and this part of Canada, and we should be recognized. And to have some recognition going back to 1800s, I would say. And, you know, that is an accomplishment that we've got to keep going. We've got to build off that. But just to have Canada Post do something that depicts a black person or a black family, Land of Canada, and it's Willa Grohl that we're talking about, that's indeed a great thing to happen, because we're now into different things with the black community, with the Black Lives Matter, with the black history organizations trying to find our history really and tell the rest of the world about that. It's a great time to be in the news across Canada. We want people to learn our history and find out the real stories that's right here in their own backyard.